Just off Plymouth Road on the north side of the University of Michigan campus is a 15,000-square-foot warehouse where used items from university dorms, classrooms, research labs, and the university's medical center are for sale.
You can find desk chairs, office supplies, it's all the way up to lab equipment. We've got an MRI machine out there right now for mice.
Tom Forrest is operations manager for property disposition. He says the university has been selling and repurposing old equipment since the 50s at plant operations and went university-wide in the late 1960s. Steve Sinelli has been the warehouse supervisor for the past 40 years. He says they sell a wide variety of items.
We've sold planes, fire trucks. What I used to tell people is the only thing I haven't sold here is a train, but anything else imaginable. Because basically, the university is a city within a city, so we use a lot of different equipment.
Sinelli takes me on a walk through the many aisles of computer monitors, books, and previously used University of Michigan research and medical equipment.
These are incubators right here. This ultrasound right here. And this is my mouse MRI right here. This and that.
There are up to 200 telescopes for sale, as well as some one-of-a-kind items, including an antique chicken incubator made out of wood, selling right now for $250, and one previously used aquarium.
It says baby fish only. You know, they were conducting some kind of research on fish, I guess.
Forrest says there is typically a line of customers waiting at the door every day when they open, and University of Michigan students are a big part of their customer base as well.
When they come on campus in the fall, we'll get a lot of kids out here buying chairs, sofas, desks, whatever the case may be that they need to either fill their apartment or their dorm room with. Pricing's good. You know, we don't want the stuff to sit on our floor and accumulate, so we feel like we put a pretty good value on everything.
He says they also sell to public school systems, charter schools, and people who plan to resell some items at a bigger profit. Among the shoppers on a recent Wednesday afternoon was Pastor Kenneth Tate of Body of Christ International Church in Detroit. He says he comes once a week to once a month and has been shopping there for about 3 years.
Well, today I might get a laptop, either I might get a desktop computer, and I found a few little things I needed, like the little fire alarm chasers. I put them on the wall. So when somebody rings the doorbell, they blink, and it's for the blind. Yeah, they're real good deals.
Jeff Mayers works for the ICC Student Housing Co-op, a nonprofit student housing organization in Ann Arbor.
We come here to buy the furniture that we stock our homes with. So we buy desks and dressers and all kinds of things to stock our houses. Today I was just looking for a couple of stools for a workshop. But I buy all sorts of things here, file cabinets, desks, dressers, all kinds of things.
Since this is used merchandise from the University of Michigan, the warehouse supervisor says it's only natural people come looking for U of M football merchandise.
People come all the time for football merchandise, and we did have a lot of jerseys. We had hundreds of them at one time. But usually it's when they switch, like from Adidas to Nike or Nike to Under Armour or whatever they're doing. But right now we don't have any.
What doesn't get sold out of the Ann Arbor warehouse is often sold by sealed bids or eBay or at auction. Forrest says that's how they clear out used university vehicles 3 to 4 times a year. Property disposition sales for last year totaled just over $3 million, with at least 90% of that going back to the university departments that provided the item for sale in the first place. So whether you're looking for a chicken incubator or a mouse MRI machine, the University of Michigan's property disposition warehouse on Baxter Road near Plymouth is one place to go for sometimes odd bargains hidden in plain sight. Lisa Berry, 89.1 WEMU News.